Si Dieu a mis un rêve dans ton cœur, écris-le, garde-le comme un trésor.
Bienvenue à JCC La Belle Église, une belle expérience qui transformera votre vie par la parole de Dieu. Sœur Simone Pierre Ademola, Ghanéenne de nationalité, est un pasteur assaisonné dont le cœur brûle pour voir Christ formé dans les cœurs des francophones. Elle est également le pasteur principal de JCC La Belle Église. Préparez-vous à être enseigné, convaincu, corrigé et instruit à travers ce message qui tombe à pic. Écoutons Sœur Simone Pierre.
Oh oui, persévère, car sa parole, elle s'accomplira.
Merci Seigneur, car tu n'es pas un Dieu de désordre. Merci pour tout ce que tu fais. Seigneur, bénis-nous par ta parole, dans le nom de Jésus. Amen. Prenez place. Dieu n'est pas un Dieu de désordre. Amen. Alléluia.
Amen. Je vois que vous êtes en train de utiliser vos cartes de dîme pour... Did you bring it? Is it here? Only this side brought it. This side didn't bring. You also brought it. Let me see your card, the dim, just like that. The pastors didn't bring their card. It's where? In the room. All right. Who did not bring their card, the dim? Because you have to pay tithes if you are a believer in God. If you believe in the word of God, you must pay tithes. Otherwise, you are hypocrites. You say one thing and you do something else. Are you going quiet? So that's your faith. It's a leaders' meeting. Beautiful. Romans 13. 11 to 14. Don't worry, my records are here. Beautiful. We thank God for technology.
Cela importe d'autant plus que vous savez en quel temps nous sommes. C'est l'heure de vous réveiller enfin du sommeil.
Amen.
Car maintenant le salut est plus près de nous que lorsque nous avons cru.
Continue to 14.
La nuit est avancée, le jour approche. Dépouillons-nous donc des œuvres des ténèbres et revêtons les armes de la lumière. Marchons honnêtement comme en plein jour, loin des excès et de l'ivrognerie, de la luxure et de l'impudicité, des querelles et des jalousies. Mais revêtez-vous du Seigneur Jésus-Christ et n'ayez pas soin de la chair pour en satisfaire les convoitises.
Amen.
Amen.
Comme le verset dans Éphésiens 5, vous voyez, lorsque on parle de vous réveiller, c'est comme une urgence. Parce qu'il y a comme un danger qui arrive. Est-ce que vous voyez? Donc, être endormi à certains moments n'est pas du tout convenable. Il y a un temps où tu peux dormir. Ok? Il y a un temps où tu peux te reposer. Mais il y a un temps où, lorsque tu dors, ce n'est pas du tout approprié. Ce n'est pas du tout convenable. Ce n'est pas du tout correct. Dis, réveil, what does it say? C'est l'heure de vous réveiller enfin du sommeil. Tu as assez dormi. Car maintenant, le salut est plus près de nous que lorsque nous avons... La nuit est avancée. Le jour approche. There's a certain urgency. Wake up. There's a certain urgency. Wake up. We are sleeping. That's why you can be a Christian, a leader in the church, and you don't pay your tithes. You don't see the urgency in being righteous before God. You don't see the urgency in doing things right. He says, wake up. The time, he said what? It is high time to wake up out of sleep. We have let you sleep for too long. As Christian leaders, shepherds, a shepherd is a leader. You have sheep following you. Why don't you pay your tithe? Why won't you take it seriously? Why don't you believe? Why don't you believe that you must pay? Why don't you believe that it is a requirement of a shepherd or of a Christian? It's not even a shepherd's duty. He says, wake up, look, let's stop playing games. It's good to enjoy, it's good to dance, it's good to sing, it's good to be happy. He says, rejoice evermore. And again, I say, rejoice. So there's nothing wrong with rejoicing. But there's a time where you must take things also seriously. Too much rejoicing. So I don't have enough. That's why I don't pay my tithe. Even if you earn 10 Ghana cedis a month, so my 10 Ghana cedis, it is not enough. And like I say all the time, if 10 Ghana cedis is not enough, 9 Ghana cedis is also not enough. But at least you have paid your tithe. At least you are right before God. As a leader, you should be able to judge yourself, examine yourself, and ask yourself certain questions. There's no urgency in how we serve God. There's no urgency. There's no consideration. There's no seriousness. There's a laxity. There's a... Laissez aller. Why won't a Christian pay his tithe? It means he does not believe. Or he does not trust. Reverend Jonathan, they don't trust us. So. They don't trust us. They think you take half of the money home and I take the other half. Or you take one quarter and I take three thirds. Three quarters. Yeah. They don't trust us. They don't trust us. Otherwise, they will pay their tithe. What does the Bible say? Bring into the storehouse. Bring it. Bring into the storehouse so that there will be something in the house. Once it's in the house, the rest doesn't concern you. Ça ne te concerne pas. Ce qui te concerne, c'est comment tu obéis à la parole. Comment tu crois à la parole. We are sleeping. And we are taking things for granted. Taking things lightly. You cannot be a leader in the house and not lead by example. Look, it's not easy to serve the Lord. I'll be the first to tell you that it's not easy. It's not easy to get up and pray. It's not easy to read your Bible every day. Or you can read it, but you don't meditate on it. Just fulfill all righteousness. But there are certain things that you can do. Certain things you can do. You don't have to tell lies. It's something you can do. You can choose, I will not lie. I like the sister who says, I have not paid my time. I have not paid my time. But sometimes some of us are saying about how your friend has lost your card and your this and that. It's fine. I have records. The card is just a formality. First of all, I wanted to see who will obey. I don't need your type card. I have the records. I had somebody stay up all night to make sure. I said, check all the Momo. I don't want anybody to challenge my records. I don't want anybody to challenge my record. And they have assured me that what is on my computer is what is correct. It's on Google Drive, so it's updated. They update it in Accra, it's here immediately. Either you don't believe in the word of God or you don't trust us. It's one of the two. And as leaders in the house of the Lord, you can't tell me you don't believe in the word of God. So then that is eliminated. The answer is you don't trust us. Reverend Jonathan, they don't trust us. Yeah. Otherwise, they will pay their tithes. And they will pay it regularly. They will be concerned with whether you eat, whether you have food to money to buy food to put on your table. They'll be anxious. If I don't pay my tithe, maybe Reverend will not have food to eat. Maybe Reverend will not have food to eat. They would be concerned. And I'm saying that as leaders in the house of God, you must lead. You must believe, first of all, in the word of God. If you don't trust us, trust God. He says, if you don't pay your tithes, you are a thief. He didn't say, if you don't trust your pastors, you are a thief. He says, if you don't pay your tithe, you are a thief. Yeah. If you don't trust your pastors, then you are in the wrong church. It's simple. Go to a church where you believe in the pastors so you can pay your tithe happily. Am I saying something wrong? I said we are asleep. We are joking with the word of God and we are joking with the time in which we are. The times in which we are. It is high time. High time. That means like, look, let's be serious. Somebody's got to be joking. Why are you sleeping now at this time? Wake up. Wake up. And I'm talking about the tithe because it is one of the most... Look, God says in his word that you cannot serve God and money. God and mammon. Mammon represents money. And if you love your money more than you love God, then you've made a choice. If you love God, you obey him. If you love God, you serve him. If you love God, you feed his sheep. Why do you have to be begged to show that you love God? Love God. If you love a boy or a girl, do they have to beg you? Nobody will have to beg you to love the brother or the sister. Why do we have to beg you to love God? We have to tell you, you must love the Lord, oh. You must serve the Lord, oh. You must obey the Lord, oh. And part of it is paying of tithe. This meeting was supposed to be only for pastors. I said, no, let me open it up. Because there are things that have to be said. We are sleeping. We are asleep. Réveille-toi. Toi qui dors. Oh, vous ne répondez plus. Vous ne répondez plus. Il faut répondre. Il faut répondre. Il faut répondre. I'm telling you that, listen, I am telling you, I'm not trying to extort money from you. I'm not trying to cheat you. The Bible says that the tithe belongs to the Lord. Do you believe the Bible? Yes. Then believe the tithe belongs to the Lord. And it is all the tithe. Is it my cup that he's using? Or you have one?
something will happen today. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Do you believe in God? Obey. Why did he say bring the tithe into? Why did he? Why is it that God says bring the tithe? Même moi en défi. Why does he say that only about money? Because he knows how hard it is for us to part with money. He knows that when it comes to money, even his children, even the believers, struggle with money. Struggle with money. I thank God that by the grace of God, paying of tithes is not one of the things I struggle with. I struggle more with sleep than with paying of tithes. I struggle more with sleep, like waking up. Phlegmatics don't like to wake up early. Phlegmatics do not like to wake up early. Cholerics say they can wake up early because they have to achieve things. Phlegmatics is like, why do you run when you can walk? Why do you walk when you can sit? Why do you sit when you can sleep? Most phlegmatics, during flow, I'm sure their favorite position is lying down. Lying down to pray. And they tell themselves, I will not sleep. Yeah. I struggle more with sleep than with paying of tithes, by the grace of God. Why won't you obey God? Just obey God. Money, if you cannot... conquer that need for money, that love for money, hardly will you prosper. Money must not dominate you. You must not be afraid of not having money because you are serving God. And I'm telling you that if you say 10 Ghana cedis is not enough to pay tithe, 1 Ghana cedi, then 9 Ghana cedis will also not be enough. If 100 Ghana cedis is not enough, 90 Ghana cedis will not be enough. If 1,000 Ghana cedis is not enough, 900 cedis will not be enough. Your tithe will not make a difference. The difference it will make is that you are right with God in terms of stealing. There's no other word for it. God used that word. He said, you have robbed me. Vous m'avez volé. Tom Till, change the version. Change the version. Frustrera. Est-il normal de tromper Dieu? Pourtant, vous me trompez. En quoi me demandez-vous? Dans le versement de la dîme et dans vos offrandes. Vous ne pouvez pas tromper Dieu. Il voit. You think you are smarter than God, but you are not. What it is you are sleeping. And you don't know the importance of paying of tithe. What does he say after? He says, Mets-moi à l'épreuve. Where is that one? 11 or something. Brother. Go to 9 and 10 and we'll read it. Go back to 9. You are saying, brother, the machine is slow. Pay for a new machine and then we'll have a... Can we increase the RAM? No. Oh, that's old-fashioned. Yeah, I don't know. He says, vous êtes sous le coup d'une malédiction. That is why you are broke. That is why your money never seems enough. That is why your money is never enough, no matter how much you earn. That's why it's always like you are struggling financially.
vous êtes sous le coup d'une malédiction parce que tout ce peuple, vous tous, vous me volez. He has moved from tromper to voler carrément. Can you see it for yourselves? Isaiah, vous êtes sous le coup d'une malédiction parce que vous me volez. Vous volez qui? Sister Simone? No. Reverend Jonathan? No. Bishop Doug? No. Qui?
Dieu.
That's the word of God. So that's why I say you are sleeping. You are unaware spiritually that you are in danger. That the curse is real. The curse is real. Not because of anything. Because you have not paid your tithe. The 50 Ghana cedis you received, that is not enough. Earnest. It's not enough because the 45 Ghana cedis is also not enough. And you have not paid your tithe. So on top of it not being enough, you are under a curse. You are not changing my life by paying a tithe. By the grace of God, I'm still paid. And Reverend too is still paid. By the grace of God, we don't know how. And we are still building. It's slow, but we are still building. By the grace of God. But you don't pay your tithe. Are you not asleep? Dans le coma. Yeah. It is time. He says it's high time to wake up. Continue. Verse 10. What does it say? Apportez donc vos dîmes dans leur totalité. I like that one. Because some of us, we don't do the totalité. We don't do totalité. I want you to look at it. Don't look at me. Look at it. Look at the Bible. What does it say? Apportez donc vos dîmes dans leur totalité. Où? Chez Sister Simone. Chez Reverend Jonathan. I like the leur totalité. We are not paying our dim in totality. Tell the truth. I tell you, I have my records. I see today you pay 100, tomorrow you pay 300, the next week you pay 20. I see it. How come? What happened? What happened? You decided to just put something in the envelope to keep them quiet. Vous trompez qui? Vous trompez qui? Me? Moi? Même si vous me trompez, I have no power over your tithe. Your tithe does not belong to me. My salary belongs to me. My salary belongs to me. Your tithe doesn't belong to me. Your tithe belongs to God. I want you to understand that if you don't pay your tithe, it's not me you are doing. It's you and your relationship with God that is affected. It says, dans leur totalité. If you earn 100 Ghana cedis, the totalité is the Ghana cedis. It's not one Ghana cedi. If you earn 303 Ghana cedis, your dim is 3 cedi 30 pesos. Dans leur totalité, vos dîmes dans leur totalité, dans le trésor du temple. Why? Pour qu'il y ait des vivres. Does God need you? Does God eat? Does God drink water? Does he eat rice and chicken? So why should there be vivres dans sa maison? For who? For who? Il va descendre la nuit et puis prendre la dîme. Why didn't he say burn it? So that the incense will go up to me. Pourquoi il n'a pas demandé qu'on brûle nos dîmes? Pour que, tu sais, monter comme un parfum agréable devant lui. Why? Il dit, pour qu'il y ait des vivres dans ma demeure. Après, ça ne vous concerne plus. He doesn't owe you an explanation. But I will tell you that des vivres dans la maison de Dieu, c'est pour les travailleurs dans la maison de Dieu. Ce sont les prêtres qui vont manger les vivres. The Bible says, he who preaches the gospel must live off the gospel. Je n'ai pas d'autre travail que je fais. À part ça. What are all these? C'est de cette façon-là, mettez-moi à l'épreuve. There's nowhere else in the Bible where God says, test me. Éprouve-moi. Nulle part. Why? Because he knows that his children struggle with money issues. They don't understand that he has blessed them with 90%. And he's only asking for 10%. Just to see. He said, mettez-moi à l'épreuve. Mais vous, c'est vous qui êtes à l'épreuve. He's testing you also. Do these people really love me? When they come with their petitions and they are crying and their tears, oh God, give me a husband. Oh God, give me a wife. Oh God, bless my business. And they are chopping the tithe. And they are under a curse. How do I bless them? C'est de cette façon-là. Mettez-moi à l'épreuve. Dieu dit, mettez-moi à l'épreuve. I mean, who are we to test God? Really? Déclare l'Éternel, le Seigneur des armées célestes. He's identifying himself to you. L'Éternel, le Seigneur des armées de célestes. He's giving you his credentials. Are you not asleep? Are you not aware and unaware of the dangers of what you are doing? And then he goes on to say, alors vous verrez bien si de mon côté. It's like God is begging you. It's like, I will do something for you. I'll do something for you. I'll do something for you. All you have to do is you just give me 10% and see. Et vous verrez bien si de mon côté, moi l'Éternel, le Seigneur des armées célestes, de mon côté, si je n'ouvre pas pour vous les écluses des cieux. God does not owe you to ouvre any écluses des cieux. He doesn't need to. He should just say, give me the tithe. Yeah, give me the tithe. Who are you? Give me the tithe. He said, do it and see. Do it and see. Do it and see. Si je n'ouvre pas pour vous les écluses des cieux. I don't know what is écluses des cieux. But there's something he wants to open. And that thing is coming down from heaven. Et ne vous comble pas. Avec sur... I'm even getting chair de poule. Even, et ne vous comble pas avec surabondance de ma bénédiction. He doesn't need to. Comprenez bien, il n'a pas besoin de vous promettre quoi que ce soit. Si vous croyez en Dieu, vous croyez que tout ce que vous avez vient de lui. Donc pourquoi il doit vous promettre encore? Parce qu'il sait combien ses enfants luttent et se battent avec l'idée de se priver d'un peu d'argent. De se priver de peu de sous. Si vous ne savez pas que vous êtes sous une malédiction. Personne ne vous a maudit. Oh. C'est vous. Vous-même. That's what the word of God says. And verse 11 says what? Verse 11 says what? Pour vous, je détruirai l'insecte qui dévore. Il y a quelque chose qui dévore l'argent. Quelque chose qui dévore, détruit, diminue, annule efface. Ton argent ne sera jamais suffisant. Ça fait partie de la malédiction. C'est pour vous, je détruirai l'insecte qui dévore. Il ne détruira plus les produits de vos terres et vos vignes. Dans vos campagnes, ne manqueront plus de leurs fruits, déclare l'Éternel. He's giving you again my credentials. C'est testé ainsi. Somebody will say, mais je paie ma dîme. C'est dans leur totalité. That's number one. Et number two. Wait. Oui, chaque mois. Totalité. C'est wait. Ainsi. Le problème aussi, c'est qu'on ne sait pas comment reconnaître les bénédictions de Dieu. Il menace celui qui dévore. Tu devrais être mort. Dieu t'a préservé. Tu devais être malade. Tu devais avoir le sida. But all we are looking for is more money. You don't pay your tithe yet. You want him to bless you with money. You want to prosper. And you want to be in good health. Even as your soul prospers. And you don't pay your tithe. You have placed yourself under a curse. And you have placed yourself under a curse because you are asleep spiritually. And you don't understand the importance of what you are not doing. He says, it's high time. C'est le temps. C'est le temps. Look, every time he says, réveillez-vous, réveille-toi. Il y a les ténèbres. Il y a un problème qui arrive. Il y a un souci qui menace. Il y a quelque chose qui va arriver. Réveille-toi. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Before God and see. How will you see if you don't do the right thing? But you want God to do the right thing. Okay, you, God bless me first and then I'll see if I'll pay the tithe. You think God needs you more than, does he need your tithe more than you need his blessing? Think about it. Think about it. Your money will never be enough. Your money will never be enough. But you cannot be a shepherd in this house and not pay your tithe and be happy about it. Thinking you are, ils ne savent pas. Ils ne savent pas. Museo, c'est juste qu'on n'a pas parlé. On sait, on sourit avec vous, on prie pour vous, on vous bénit, conseille, tu veux me voir, tu peux me voir. Mais je sais que tu ne payes pas la dîme. Si je te vois, ce n'est pas parce que je crois que tu payes la dîme. Ce n'est pas parce que je crois que, oh, he's a good brother, he pays his tithes, he loves me. She loves me. She wants me to get my salary at the end of the month. It's not because that is not why I allow you to come and see me. Or I see you. I see you because that's what I'm supposed to do. Whether you pay your tithe or not. I will advise you if you want my advice. I'll pray for you if you want me to pray for you. Some of you, we don't pray for you because we don't know your situation. We don't know. You have not said anything. We just pray a general prayer. Not because I feel that you are perfect or you are perfect sheep. You love me. You love the Lord. You are paying your tithe. You are doing the right thing. Hello. Yeah. C'est l'heure de vous réveiller enfin du sommeil, car maintenant Le salut est plus près de nous que lorsque nous avons cru. La nuit est avancée. C'est qu'on ne croit pas que la nuit est avancée. On ne croit pas. Aujourd'hui, il y a eu tremblement de terre à New York. Tu as déjà entendu parler de ça? New York City. Normalement, c'est dans les pays asiatiques, dans les pays Japon, Taïwan et autres. Taïwan aussi a eu quelque chose. New York City. I read it on, I think, BBC or one of these things. My God, things are changing. Is it la nuit? Is it what? What does it say? It says, la nuit est avancée. That means it's closer than you think. Le jour approche. Dépouillons-nous donc des œuvres des ténèbres. Et revêtons les armes de la lumière. Les œuvres des ténèbres, de wickedness. Wickedness. Parce que c'est méchant quand même de venir à l'église, faire croire que tu es avec nous, mais vous n'êtes pas avec nous. Tu n'es pas avec nous. You see the building. You see we are struggling. Depuis qu'on devait avancer, you're just looking. Oh. But you're not paying your tithe. Am I saying something wrong? Dépouillons-nous donc des œuvres des ténèbres. Let's stop it. Let's get rid of it. Arrêtons ça. Marchons dans la lumière. La lumière, c'est la parole de Dieu. Marchons selon la parole de Dieu. Il est temps. Marchons honnêtement. That's what the Bible says. Comme en plein jour. Soyez vrais. Soyez vrais. Nous soyons vrais. Comme en plein jour. Loin des excès et de l'ivrognerie. Some of you, vous êtes leader, vous buvez toujours l'alcool. Vous fumez toujours. Quand vous êtes un peu frustré, vous tournez vers la bouteille. Oh yes! C'est parce que tu es endormi, frère. Parce que tu es endormi. C'est pourquoi tu te tournes vers la bouteille. Et tu as des amis qui tournent vers la bouteille, mais vous ne dites rien. Vous les voyez. Fumer. Quand vous voyez ça, vous riez seulement. Hey, tu ne vas pas arrêter ça, hein? Au lieu de prier avec lui et dire, je veux t'aider à arrêter ça. Il faut que tu arrêtes. Les jours sont mauvais. Récemment, quelqu'un est venu me dire, c'est ça, Simone, prie pour moi. Je suis retournée à la pornographie. I've gone back to pornography. I've gone back to watching it. I don't know what happened. It's because you are asleep. Because you are asleep. Ce que tu as arrêté, tu reviens faire. C'est que c'est survenu. It's come on you like night. Et quand parfois quand je suis dans mon bureau, je travaille, et quand j'ouvre la porte, c'est noir. Je dis, hey, night has come. Loin des excès et de l'ivrognerie, de la luxure et de l'impudicité, des querelles. Des querelles. Dispute, querelles dans la maison de Dieu, parmi les chrétiens, les enfants de Dieu, les leaders. Are you not tired? Are you not aware that there are more important things? querelle. Ton anniversaire est passé. Quand c'était son anniversaire, tu as acheté un cadeau. Mais ton anniversaire, elle a oublié, elle ne t'a même pas souhaité. Is it a quarrel? Is it a quarrel? Quand c'était mon anniversaire, ils ont commencé à me souhaiter en après-midi. Mais quand c'était l'autre, depuis la veille, à minuit, les gens souhaitaient. Is it a quarrel? You are joking. You are joking. C'était son anniversaire. Les bébés ont contribué. Ils ont acheté un sac. Pour moi, ils ont acheté des glacés. Is it a quarrel? Des querelles, des jalousies. Tu es jaloux parce que tu n'as rien à faire à la maison de Dieu. Tu es jaloux parce que tu remarques des choses qui ne sont pas importantes. La jalousie, ce sont des enfantillages. We are leaders. Let us wake up and do the right thing. Amen. Don't do it because of me, oh. Or Sister Simone made us feel bad. Oh, Sister Simone a changé l'atmosphère. Oh, Sister Simone. No, I'm just preaching the word of God. C'est à toi d'obéir ou ne pas obéir. Moi, j'ai fait mon devoir. Somebody once told Bishop Doug, when he says, you don't pay your tithe, he said, do you know how much I earn? Do you know my salary? You want me to pay tithe? My salary is in dollars. My salary, I don't earn. You want me to pay tithe? You know my salary. That's what he told Bishop Doug. And one day, this same person went to a restaurant and he saw Bishop Doug and his wife, they were eating. He said, you want me to pay my tithe so you can come to the restaurant? Yeah. Yeah. Comme si Bishop Doug n'a pas de salaire où il peut prendre sa femme et aller manger. Sorry for left. Donc parce que tu es pasteur, tu ne peux pas sortir avec ton épouse. Oh yeah. Some people don't pay their tithes because they've seen my car. My car is a Kia. It's not a Mercedes. People don't pay their tithes because they see. But Reverend doesn't have a car, so why don't you pay your tithe? Don't you want him to have a car also? I think he should have a car. Why shouldn't he have a car? He works hard. But don't pay your tithe because I drive a car, I don't drive a car, he drives a car. No, pay your tithe because that's what God said. He said the tithe belongs to him. Either you believe or you don't believe. Either you obey or you will not obey. Either you choose to walk in the light or you choose not to walk in the light. Either you choose to pay your tithe in part or you choose to pay it in totality. This same man who said, il a dit que tu connais combien je gagne et tout. Quand il est tombé malade et il était sur le point de mourir, où est-ce qu'il est allé? Où est-ce qu'il est allé? Il est allé demander à Bishop Doug de prier pour lui. Le même homme. Un homme que je connais. Il était bizarre dans son vivant. Bizarre, il est mort aujourd'hui. Oui, la maladie l'a tué. Mais à la fin, il voulait maintenant corriger les choses et tout. Hein? Yeah. The time, yeah? His timing was wrong. thinking that s'il paye sa dîme, il rend service à quelqu'un. It's a wrong mentality. It's a wrong mentality. C'est Dieu qui voit. Even the records that I keep, it's just for myself. The records that God keeps, they are different. Depuis janvier, février, mars, no tithe. I'm not even going to 2023. I have the records. I'll just be looking at them like this. Hey, so this person doesn't pay tithe. Hey, so this person doesn't. Even Reverend Jonathan was shocked. I said, but why are you shocked? They don't pay tithe. So, Sister Simon, this person that I said, why are you shocked? Why are you shocked? That's why God says, you can't serve God, you can't serve me and serve money. And it's only the only, la seule fois dans la Bible où Dieu dit, mets-moi à l'épreuve. Why should he say that? Is this French? Yes. Are you listening to me? Yes. La dîme appartient à Dieu. Il dit, réveille-toi. Il est temps. Il est temps de te réveiller. Tell your neighbor, il est temps de te réveiller. Sisters, un frère qui veut t'épouser, il ne paie pas la dîme. Brothers, une sœur qui dit oui, elle ne paie pas la dîme. Je te demande de bien réfléchir. Parce qu'il n'est pas soumis à la parole. Elle n'est pas soumise à la parole. Elle n'a pas la crainte de Dieu. C'est un malhonnête. Il a choisi maman, il n'a pas choisi Dieu. C'est un voleur. Tu veux épouser un voleur? Demande à la sœur la plus proche, tu veux épouser un voleur? Il est temps de nous réveiller. Ça veut dire qu'il y a un temps où le sommeil n'est pas une bonne chose. À un moment donné, le sommeil n'est pas une bonne chose. Tout à l'heure, on va dormir. Ça serait une bonne chose parce que nous sommes fatigués. Mais il y a un temps où le sommeil est inapproprié. Par exemple, je suis là en train de partager mon cœur avec vous et vous dormez. C'est pas approprié. Non, je ne dis pas qu'il y a quelqu'un qui dort. Je dis, par exemple. Par exemple, je suis en train de parler du fond du cœur avec émotion et tu dors. It's inappropriate. Hallelujah. Let us just pray for 1 minute or two. Let's pray. God, forgive me. Parce que je crois que vraiment, j'étais volée. C'est pas que je crois, je sais. Je te demande pardon. J'étais endormie spirituellement concernant le paiement de la dîme. J'étais endormie. Je n'ai pas. C'est vrai que j'ai entendu parler du paiement de la dîme, de la malédiction, du vol. Je n'ai pas compris les choses comme ça.
Yes.
Je suis désolée.
Mala
je te demande pardon.
Mais
est-ce que tu peux élever ta voix?
Mandolo, Boshada, Dabraka, Pali, and Delevere, Seigneur,
pardonne-moi. Plus jamais je serai Merci pour ce moment. Ma kata pradele ke vedele. Nous prions dans le nom de Jésus. Seigneur, alors que nous rentrons dans nos chambres, nous prions que tu nous accompagnes. Donne-nous un bon sommeil bien approfondi. Nous allons nous réveiller rafraîchis,
encouragés,
fortifiés. Seigneur, demain, nous avons hâte de savoir ce que tu as à nous dire.
Yes, Lord.
Parce que nous avons besoin de toi. Nous avons besoin de ta sagesse, Seigneur, pour être des meilleurs chrétiens. Merci encore pour cette opportunité.
Seigneur.
Merci pour un changement. Nous prions dans le nom de Jésus. Amen.
Amen.
Alléluia.
Nous croyons que vous avez été bénis par la prédication de la parole de Dieu par notre pasteur, Sœur Simone-Pierre Ademola. Visitez-nous sur Facebook en cherchant la page QFC La Belle Église. Telegram en cherchant Sœur Simone-Pierre ou souscrivez à notre podcast Sœur Simone-Pierre. Pour plus de messages, Dieu vous bénisse.